Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
This is WBFO. Local Catholic leaders say their final list of church closings reflects the concerns of parishioners. In announcing the closure of 78 sites across Western New York, officials with the Buffalo Catholic Diocese noted how plans to downsize were altered after hearing 52 counterproposals. Among the modifications is in North Buffalo, where St. Mark Parish will remain open, along with Assumption Parish. St. Margaret Parish will be used as a secondary site. Bishop Michael Fisher noted the many factors that prompted the changes, including, quote, the horrendous toll that the sexual abuse scandal by clergy and others has inflicted on parish life. A large solar farm is expected to become reality in Allegheny County following approval by state officials. According to Governor Kathy Hochul, the project in the town of Alfred will generate 100 megawatts of energy, enough power for 13,000 average-sized homes. Initially proposed in 2021, the Alfred Oaks Solar Farm is expected to create 170 full-time construction jobs, generating nearly $23 million in earnings. It's the 16th major renewable energy permit issued by the state since 2021. And a ribbon-cutting ceremony today will highlight the opening of a new affordable housing section on Buffalo's east side. Several leaders, including Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, are expected to be on hand for the ceremony at the Michigan Avenue Complex, which is now the site of 237 homes for families and seniors. The $93 million project is all electric and contains supportive housing.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Taking a look at sports, we start off with baseball, where the Yankees lost to Kansas City 5-0. Yankees still lead the American League East by a half game. The Mets lost to the Blue Jays last night by a 6-2 score. Elsewhere, Auburn quarterback Peyton Thorne has taken heat from a different source after struggling in a loss to California. Angry sports bettors. Thorne told the podcast that he has heard from some fans in person and on social media saying that they were unhappy with his performance. It follows a familiar pattern. The NCAA said in May that 1 in 3 high-profile athletes received abusive messages from those with betting interests during the NCAA basketball tournament. Also, the NFL said it's investigating the latest civil lawsuit filed against Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson to determine if he violated the league's personal conduct policy.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.